Hello, mortal. Looking at you, maybe you're more of a morsel. So cute and frail and so scared. You didn't think it would actually work, did you? I can see that mixture of surprise and fear in your eyes. Let me guess, you found that old book in the attic somewhere? A flea market, maybe? And you just couldn't help but to try the ritual to summon a succubus, could you? Of course it would never actually work, so ignoring all those warnings felt just fine. You're trying to remember them all now, aren't you? Never even read them properly, I bet. Don't worry, I can help. A succubus might sound Yes, the way we retrieve it is through a contract indeed. One you've already sealed when you summoned me. There's no getting out of it anymore, no matter how much you struggle. I suppose the contract does indeed specify something in return. You really are a special one, aren't you? Staring your demise in the face, and all you can think about is my tight, wet, demonic cunt. Sure, you probably summoned me because you were horny, but usually that wears off rather quickly. You know, when I actually turn up into your room. Though, I can feel how eager you are down here. Practically bursting out of these pants, aren't you, big boy? I've lived for centuries, made contracts with so many foolish men before you. Warriors, kings, even a demigod or two. You. I can practically smell the desperation on you. Let me just take it all in for a moment. A virgin, aren't you? That must be why you're still so eager, even after everything I've told you. Is this the first time a woman has ever pressed herself up against you? Played with your hair, maybe even kissed your neck? I'll promise you one thing, my little morsel. Your soul might be mine the second you come. But it'll be the best orgasm you'll ever have. Nothing else in this world can make your legs tremble like a succubus's pussy. It molds itself perfectly to you, providing just the right wetness and warmth to make your eyes roll back and your mind go crazy. So, how about you lie back and let me savor what will soon be mine to take? You're surprisingly in shape for a little virgin morsel. Not that it matters anymore. It's almost a shame that I'll be dragging you down with me when we're done. No hard feelings, mortal. You understand, right? As you humans love to say, I'm just doing my job. But here, the main course of the night. Let me get these pants off. What? This is... What the fuck? This... Am I being played for a fool here? There is no way. Explain yourself, mortal. This thing is not a human cock. I've seen those before, plenty of them. And none of them has even come close. It's still growing? How does a desperate virgin like you manage to have such a behemoth between his legs? And what's with that grin? The contract? You don't mean to tell me you actually want me to... Yes, The contract was sealed when I was summoned, but I've never... this hasn't... I'll just carefully stick my tongue out and trace these veins. What on earth is so thick? My entire face is covered by it. And the smell, by Hades. The smell is making my head spin. Where is the tip even? If I look up from the base, it's just even more cock. Oh, keep it together. You can do this. You're lucky I'm even so accommodating, human. Any other succubus would have just give this oversized thing a handjob and called it a day, but... well, I suppose I'll do my duty and give you the best orgasm you'll ever have. Finally, the tap. I thought I was going to lose it before even getting here. And of course, it's huge as hell, too. Did I really just say that out loud? Don't let it get to your head, okay? Just listen. There is no way you're gonna break me. Even if you have that third leg here. I've taken so many. Hey, what do you think you're doing? Unhand me at once, mortal. Grabbing a succubus' horns is terribly offensive, and I'll personally see you burn in hell for it. Wait, no, I don't, My fucking throat, slow down, please. I can't take it. Your cock is too big. It's way too big. So just stop it and knock it off and... What in hell's name do you think you're doing? Using a succubus as some kind of cheap fuck toy? Do you have any idea how disrespectful, how wrong that is? You are supposed to be my plaything, not the other way around. I meant to make you squirm. I'm still recovering. You can't. No, you have completely wrecked my throat for your own pleasure, and now you want to ruin my pussy too? Yes, I know about the fucking contract. Screw the stupid fucking contract. There's no way you're gonna fit. Fuck. Did you really just... that was just the tip? Oh my god. I'm being split open like this by just a fucking inch of that thing? That monster? God. Oh my god, I think I've finally met my match. Shit, did you really just push all of it in at once like that? No, oh, you're stretching me out of my stomach with your garf. Oh my god, don't slam your lengthen all the way! What do you mean that wasn't all of it? No, don't you dare grin like that. I am seriously full. You can't even fit any more inside of me. There's only so much room. My pussy can't mold itself to your cock if it's this freaking big. Stop. Stop pushing it to me like this is gonna go in anymore, idiot. I went in, didn't it? Oh my god. You pushed every inch of that thing inside of me. Oh, how? I've never been so loose for anyone else. How can I ever be a proper succubus again? This giant cock is stretching me out, fucking the deepest parts of my pussy, and I can't even do anything to stop him, but at this point, I don't think I want him to stop. So what if he's turned me into his fuck toy? For this kind of cock, I'll gladly live as one. Fuck. Fine, you want a succubus slut, right? I'll make sure you get it. Come on! You might have been massive, but do you even know how to use it, huh? Let's see what happens when we turn the tables, huh? Roll over right now, so I'm on top. I should not have done that. It's even deeper inside of me now somehow. See this bulge? It's up to my midriff. That's right. You're fucking impaling me with that huge dick of yours. Now, since you're such a virgin, I'll tell you what to do. So now put your hands on my tits and show me you know how to please a girl. It's no use. He barely has to move it in, and I'm assaulted by pleasure. And with his hands kneading my tits, it won't be long until... fuck. No. Fuck. I can't come. I can't. I'll never lose to a cock, and yours won't be it. No, it won't be. Oh my god, not premature, not fucking premature orgasm. How are you still going? I just came on your cock and you're still ramming it up into me like nothing just happened. I can feel every vein, every thread, your heavy balls slapping up against my ass. Oh my god. You're close too? Don't look at me like that. Do it inside me. I can't imagine how much a cock like yours, how much you cum, and there's already no more space inside of me. Don't worry about me, okay? Just grab my hips and pull me up and down. Make my body bounce on that hard, girthy shaft. Pump me full. Empty every last drop of that mortal semen into me. Fuck. Come into your succubus. No, I'm not worthy of that title anymore. Come into your fuck toy. Oh my god, yes. Again, I'm coming again. Oh my god. Your bed is coated in cum. There's even some on the floor. What kind of mortal are you even? That cock. You've got yourself a bona fide demon breaker here. I've heard myths, but I never thought I'd ever see one, let alone ride one. With something like this, you could genuinely have your own harem down here in the underworld. But I think for the time being, I'll keep you all to myself, huh? No, I'm not gonna take your soul downstairs yet. That contract never specified when I had to take your soul, did it? And as long as I don't, it won't be fulfilled. Which means I'll have to pleasure you again, and again, and again, and again. But with something like that between your legs, I don't think we're gonna have any problems when it comes to pleasuring my little stud. Okay, I'm all recovered. Ready for round two?